Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is going to be a day that is long remembered in our congregation. But why? What will each of us remember most about this day? For some, what may be remembered is the music. For some, it may be remembered as the first day that they have heard the gospel and its message of freedom and grace and forgiveness in the blood of Jesus Christ from the cross. For others, this day may be the last time that they ever hear the gospel before going home to heaven. So, what will determine what you remember about this day? How about this? Let these, the last words of Jesus from the gospel lesson today, let these be remembered. Let these words ring in our ears throughout today and for always. Say these words with me, please. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. That's what Jesus said. And looking at the other scriptures today, along with the whole gospel lesson, we see lots of destruction and passing away talked about, don't we? In the Old Testament lesson, God talks about bringing total destruction on the land. That is truly frightening. That God, the Creator, would bring total destruction to His creation. That is something to fear. But let's go back to those words of Jesus. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. In Jesus' words, we find comfort, not anxiety. Though heaven and all that we know of and all that we see in this earth will be destroyed, yet in Jesus' words, we have life and hope simply because those words last. They endure. They triumph. Only Jesus' words and His words alone are what we hope in. And why is that? Because of the total destruction that Jesus Himself endured for our sakes. That's what happened on the cross. That's what the cross of Christ was about. The total destruction of our sin. Unless you think that I'm talking in the abstract, remember, His death was very real. Jesus died that death, the death that we each deserved for our own sin. And He did that willingly. He did that so that we have the forgiveness we absolutely needed to be restored to God in heaven above. That needs to be in our minds today. Remember that what Jesus suffered for us was not in the abstract, but it was real, true pain and death. This was for us, so that what we read in Psalm 98 is not in the abstract either. Among other wonderful things the psalm says is this: the Lord has made known His salvation. He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations. His salvation is our salvation in the gift that the Lord has made known to us by His everlasting word. Jesus died. Jesus died. Jesus died. And he rose again that we might live in the righteousness he won for us in that act. And that righteousness elicits in us a desire to become more Christ-like. But how does that happen? How does that happen for us? Well, it comes by something, you might have heard this before, something called creative destruction. We, the sinful nature that we are born with, we are destroyed in the death of Christ in our baptism, and we rise to a new life in him, just as he was resurrected from the dead. We were reminded last week that we are a child of death as well as a child of the resurrection. Think of it like a jeweler who cuts diamonds. In order for the beauty of the diamond to be exposed, it undergoes a destructive process by the way a jeweler uses his hammer and chisel and his abrasive tools. Only through such destruction can the beauty of the diamond be seen. But how does that happen for each of us? It takes time. It takes time to become the people God calls us to aspire to in this life. It takes God filing away the rough edges and smoothing out the harsh things in us, then rebuilding us by the grace of Christ. That grace is the forgiveness won by Jesus on the cross. A few years back, we had the joy of seeing Dana's nephew, Chris, get married. When I do premarital counseling, one of the key things I talk about, and you might not be able to read it up there, but it's the glue that holds a marriage together. That glue simply is this: apologizing and forgiving. Apologizing and forgiving. Say it with me. Apologizing and forgiving. Apologize. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yes. That's the glue. I talk about the fact that we have, each of you, each of us, we have an endless supply of forgiveness. Because that is what Christ gives us. Forgiveness doesn't come from what we do, but from what he has done. So holding a marriage together is done with the forgiveness that God supplies to us. I bring this up because Satan always works to remind us of our sins in our marriages, in our other relationships, and in our relationship with God. Satan always tries to turn us away from repentance and instead simply and only remind us of our sin. I know I've told you before the story of when Martin Luther had a vision of Satan coming to him, unrolling a scroll that showed Luther all of his sins, and Luther began to quake in fear. But then he remembered that in his baptism, all of his sins were covered under the blood of Christ. And Luther, picking up an inkwell, hurled it at Satan and shouted, "Yes, those are my sins, but you have forgotten that I've been baptized and all my sins have been washed clean in the blood of Jesus." I understand that the ink stain is still on the castle wall at the Wartburg Castle. I'm reminded by this story of a little-known song, and this is what we're going to play later, by Christian artist Nicole Nordeman. The song is called River God. And it has to do with baptism and how we are given totally, totally new life in Christ in our baptism. Now, you've each got a stone. All right? It's not altogether smooth. It's not altogether rough either. It takes time to smooth away all of the rough places in our lives and live the new life in our baptism that God has gifted to us. Have that stone in your hand for a moment. And while new life is given to us immediately, it takes us time to adjust to it and to learn to live in that life. To learn to live in that life. So to teach us that it takes time to smooth away the edges and rough places in our life, the song lyrics say this: "Little stones are smooth only once the water passes through. So I am a stone, rough and grainy still." Then it goes on to say, "I know that time brings change, and change takes time." And toward the end of the song, she writes to God, "My prayer would be just one, that you might pick me up and notice that I am just a little smoother in your hand." When you notice that I'm not as smooth as I should be, or when your lives you find are still rough and not yet as smooth as you would like them to be, I'd ask you to pick up this stone. Keep it in your pocket or in your purse. Rub it a little bit. Be reminded, change takes time. We all need time in this life to be smoothed out in the cleansing waters of God as we all seek to be more Christ-like. We are still being shaped by the Master Jeweler. Let us all remember this day, the glue that binds us together, that it's the everlasting words of Jesus, His words of healing and hope, of renewal, of restoration, of forgiveness. Those are the words that forever remain. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.